Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your light this morning again that brings us life, Father God, to develop on schedule and be everything you made us to be in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. It's Psalm 115 and it's verses 1 to 3.
Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. For the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases.
Hallelujah. I love this. It says, we don't want to find our name, because what would we find in our name and glorify our name is what we see in the natural. It's our family. Our family's position. But the beautiful thing is God says he separates us from the futile traditions of our family. Why? Because we've got a bigger family, and when we look into his name and we take on his name is the same as that scripture that says he who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for his name's sake will find it. So it's going to say, he who finds his name will lose it, and he who loses his name for his name's sake will find it. And over 35 years ago when I came to the Lord, I just came to the Lord because I was a sinner, and I knew I needed help. But then when I came to the Lord and I committed myself to the Lord, got baptized, received the Holy Spirit, and started drawing close to him, He said, I'm no longer a sinner, I'm a saint, you know, and I was unholy. Now I'm holy. There's a holy purpose that's found in fellowship with the Father and Son, and in knowing that I have a place in the family, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I started perceiving, this newness, this anyone in Christ is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and I must behold all is new. But to get there, I had an argument. I said, no, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm a problem. I know I'm rebellious. I know I'm stubborn. And then the Lord said to me just some beautiful words that changed everything. He says, how can two walk together unless they agree? And then suddenly I had to agree, and I had to look in a mirror. Literally, I looked into this normal mirror, and I said, thank you, Father God. I'm a new creation, born again by your blood, according to your will. You predestined us in yourself from before you even formed the world, predestined us in Christ. And that changed everything. And then you got the beautiful scriptures like, beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, you are transformed into the same glory from glory to glory. And so we see and we find that when Jesus is all we need, we find that all we have in Jesus, everything Jesus is also everything we are, because we are part of this family and we are co-heirs. And we've also got, just as Jesus left heaven and he comes to earth and he says, your will, O God, in the scroll of the book it is written of me. And he comes to bring about his portion of what is written. And when he overcame the devil on the earth, under the earth, and up in heaven, and he went up into the throne room, he took the scroll. And this last couple of weeks, I've been asking about that scroll. And that scroll is nothing. That scroll has got everything to do with why did he come? Why did he come? To God so loved the world that his son came to free the world. He didn't come to condemn the world. Now the world is us and everything that is in it. He came to set the world free. So that scroll is Jesus having taken up that scroll. Now that scroll is our portion, our names written in heaven. He's also in that scroll, in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so we play a portion. So there is glory, splendor. We fell out of the glory through Adam, but in Jesus we have got the glory. And now we are growing in the glory. And it's so important, this, guys, because in the scroll, in the word of God that needs to be fulfilled, there is the wonderful promise that the creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. Now, the sad thing is many of the creation and lots of the creation are looking upward, looking to the north, south, east. When is Jesus coming? But the thing is, Christ in us is the hope of glory. Jesus is ruling and reigning, and as his body, you've got a pull. There is something for you to fulfill. And why is this so important? Because it says those whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life are thrown into the lake of fire. So there's a purpose and a destiny to take hold of, amen, a calling to take hold of, to help, to bring about God's kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And so that is something that the devil has closed the eyes of so many people. And so we need to see that, guys. Amen. Jesus has come and he's given us understanding to know him who is true. And we are in him who is true. And this is the God quality of life. And so we must be free from idols, free from this world that's sitting with the lies. And we got to get into the truth. And then we in the truth, we find ourselves. We find our portion of the destiny and the purpose. Jesus is gathering all things. Jesus is also filling all things. He's been raised up to fill all things. And Ephesians tells us, yeah, Brother Dennis shared it this morning, and that his church is there to fill all in all. Amen. So, guys, be excited. Your God is with you. He's called you for destiny, for purpose. And when things get tough, don't think, ooh, come take us away, Lord. No, know that you're more than overcomer. No, like Jesus, you there to overcome, to experience more of the love of God, the fellowship of Jesus, and the power of the Holy Spirit, so that you can overcome. Jesus didn't stay a baby. He didn't stay a young man. He became a powerful son. And that's what the Bible actually tells us, and that the creation is waiting for those sons led by the Spirit. And that's our portion. And that's what we need to take hold of. We're here to represent the kingdom, represent the Father and Son. And that's why we are in fellowship. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And John tells us, he's written that our joy can be complete, because you are walking in the design that heaven has for you, in the plan that heaven has for you, in the great love that God has got for you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Let your name be glorified.
Amen.